Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today I want to talk about activating abundance with achievement. So I have a question for you to start off. What have you achieved lately? So is the first thing that comes to mind nothing? Because maybe society has taught us that achievement is something huge, has to be something big, like a promotion or winning an Olympic gold medal. So I want to challenge you on that. What if we thought of achievements as something as small as learning something new today? I learned something new today. Does that qualify as an achievement? I think so. In fact, I keep track of my mini achievements. Mini as in M-I-N-I, not M-A-N-Y. But yes, they accumulate and they become M-A-N-Y achievements. And we have to start looking and reframe what successes are and what achievement is, because we don't give ourselves credit, is my opinion. And then we feel bad because we think we're not enough. We haven't gotten where we should be. We're not making progress. So that was what one of the big struggles I had, is I just felt like I was working and not making progress until I started documenting the little things every day that I learned. And then once I started doing that and reflecting every month on all the things I learned in the last 30 days, it was incredible. Oh my gosh, what a boost for my self-esteem. What a boost for my mental state. I never feel like I'm not making progress anymore. And if you look at those 30 days, was there a huge achievement? Most 30-day period cycles, no. There wasn't a huge achievement. There were a lot of little achievements. And I want to read to you the definition, because that helps with context, because I think learning something every day qualifies as an achievement. A thing done successfully, typically by effort, courage, or skill. So that's what the definition reads. So learning something new takes effort. It does. And sometimes it takes courage, because sometimes when we want to learn something new, it can be scary. And it does take a little courage to do that. And sometimes it takes skill. Or at least we develop the skill by learning something, right? And so once we have a skill, that's an achievement. So hey, learning qualifies as an achievement. So I wanted to share something that I achieved last week, because this made me think about it. It made me think, you know, I should talk about achievement, because we just like put so much significance on that word, I think. And I want to encourage you to know that you are achieving every day. I want you to do the exercise that I do, and then you can come back to me and tell me if you're not achieving or not. So, because I you probably are. And if you're not, don't you want to know? And don't you want to know if there's not enough spice in your life to, you're not learning enough, you're not challenging your brain cells enough. So I think that's important. So some real clarity on that, some real attention to that, so you can self-correct, right? The thing I did last week was I did a 3-day cleanse. So I'm very proud of myself. Felt like it was an achievement. Oh, and the other thing is achievements don't have to be known by anybody else. They can just be your wins that make you happy, that make you feel successful in your own right. Doesn't have to be validated by anybody. You don't need anybody else to tell you, good job. Tell yourself, good job. So I'm telling myself, good job for my 3-day cleanse last week. So I did a 3-day cleanse. I've done it before, but I will say I have tried to do it before and failed at it. So it's one that I do periodically. I like it. I first did it like 2 years ago, but there have been times when I got it to the morning of day two and I'm like, I'm not doing this. So having completed it, having not completed in the past, makes me feel even better that I achieved it. And I went into it with the intention that I just wanted to have a restart. I went to Florida in February. Not that we ate terrible, but I just wanted to come back. I wanted March to be a reset month. I haven't had a drop of alcohol and I haven't had any sugar. I'm so proud of myself because I usually have coffee with sweetener in it, or agave I usually use. I haven't even had coffee with sweetener in it. So proud of myself. And so I was like, I'm just going to do a cleanse. And I achieved. I had that little achievement. And so I wanted to use something as an example that nobody cares about that but me. So it's not something my husband was like, he'd rather me not do it because he wasn't getting fed dinner because I was eating something different than him. So yeah, it was my own achievement. And it wasn't in the bucket of something I learned. Although if you do a cleanse and you've never done one before, you're going to learn a lot, right? It activated abundance in me, made me feel amazing. Cleanses are physical, yes, but they're so mental as well. I really felt like I activated abundance by that achievement. Achievements do that, and you can appreciate them. So write down every day, like I do, it's made a world of difference. Something that you've learned every day. That's an achievement, qualifies as achievement. And once you start to do that and you start to reflect back, just put a little notebook by your bed. And once you look back and you reflect on the things that you did over the past month, you're never going to feel like you're not achieving anything anymore. You're not going to feel like you're not accomplishing something. You're not going to feel like you're not making progress. And that's what it's all about. Achievement is really about making progress, doing things that make you feel good. You shouldn't be achieving to please somebody else, to make somebody else happy. You should be achieving because you want to make yourself happy. So just recognize all of the things that you're achieving that you are not even celebrating. You're not recognizing. And I bet you're bippy that there's one thing every day that you've achieved on. So another exercise that I can recommend to you that I have with my students do is I have them go back in their life and write down all their accomplishments. And I stress, because this is like reframing, we need to reframe that word and what it means, because society, I think, has made us think it's a trophy. You know, it has to be associated with a trophy or a medal or something like that. And, you know, something more tangible. And it's not that. It's something that made you feel good. It's something that made you feel good inside. It's something that made you feel proud of yourself. And that's what falls into the bucket of achievement, at least in my world and for this conversation, right? So this exercise is going back and really taking segments of your life, because I think it's easier to remember things depending on how old you were or where you were. So for instance, like from the time you can remember to like 5 years old, and from the time 6 to 10, But, you know, I think when I first did this exercise, I was like, okay, where was I living then? And what was I doing? You know, college years, a lot happens in the college years. So maybe you want to take that 4-year period and, you know, just focus on that. And then, you know, my early 20s, when I was a young mom, you know, I think, oh, what jobs did I have? What was I doing then? Where were we living? Who were our neighbors? You know, I want you to think about non-job things, because it doesn't, it's not, achievement is not about only jobs. Only, you know, like think of a summa cum laude or something like that, or a degree you got. Yeah, those are big accomplishments, but those are not the only accomplishments. So you can write those down pretty fast because they'll come to mind very quickly. But this is an exercise for reflection. You really sit with those periods of time for a little while. And I'll just share an example that when I did this, what came up for me that I had totally forgotten, and it activated so much abundance in me for the little girl that I was when this happened. But I was in preschool or kindergarten. I was around 4 or 5 years old, and we had a minivan bus. I went to a private school, and we had this little minivan bus. I don't know if you remember those, but there was a bus driver, and then she had a door just like the regular school bus drivers. The door opened like that. And I remember always wanting to, like, I think she let me at one point because I was so fascinated with that door. But I wanted to show my dad our bus route. And the bus route, now, granted, it was a minivan, so there weren't a lot of kids on it. It wasn't like a full bus. So I want to say there was probably 8 kids max on the bus. But I wanted to show him our bus route. And when you go to a private school, sometimes there's a distance, right? And we did not live close to my private school. So I took him and navigated through different towns. It wasn't even only in our town, and showed him where we stopped. Oh, Johnny, we pick up here, and Mary, we pick up here. And maybe I wouldn't even have remembered this achievement, but my dad was so impressed. He was so proud of me. He was so surprised that I could follow these roads all over the place. And I'm sure talked about it to other people in front of me. Like, oh, this is what Lori did. She took me all the way around how many ever miles. And so, you know, that's something that when I look back at achievements, who would think, oh, a 5-year-old showing her father how to drive her little bus to school? Maybe most people wouldn't think of that as an achievement. But it is an achievement, right? It is an achievement. And it made me remember, first of all, it made me remember that experience and that memory, which with my father no longer here, it was very, made me feel so wonderful. But the other thing is that it made me realize that that's where I got my sense of navigation, or it's not where I got it, but it was first appeared then, obviously. But I have a gift for direction, and I have this like compass, this natural compass, and I rarely get lost. And if I do get lost, I know how to figure it out really quickly. And whenever I go somewhere, I always want to know my, like, where I am and, you know, what's near me. And I love reading a map. It's really kind of crazy, but it brought back all those memories of, oh yeah, that must be why I have a really good sense of direction. And my sister, she has no sense of direction. And I never understood that. It was like, she'd get lost so easy and she didn't know left from right and north from south. And anyways, but it's fun. It's fun to go down that memory walk and think of the accomplishments. I wanted you to see this example because it is not your typical achievement. It's not, oh, one of my achievements was when I was 5 years old and I got a soccer trophy. I didn't play soccer, so I couldn't have gotten a soccer trophy. But just as an example, it's not about trophies. It's about how you feel inside. How you feel inside. So this is a quick episode. Just wanted to ask you the question about, what have you achieved lately? And if you think no, then you need to do these exercises. You need to start writing down every single day, what's something new I learned today? That's an achievement. And then you need to start reflecting on your achievements of your past 30 days. And then you need to take that walk down memory lane. And if you are finding when you do this, what I learned every day, and you are not coming up with anything, find something new to do. Change up your life. Get going. It means that you're stagnant. And if you're stagnant, you're likely feeling stuck. You're likely feeling not super happy about where you are in life. So it can be as easy as picking up a book, you know, just something new. Books are filled with learnings, right? Learn a new piece of software or something. I learned new Instagram features yesterday. So that went on my list. So yeah, achievements can be very small, but very powerful and very meaningful. And they can really change your whole mood and vibration and make you, you know, feeling like you're making progress. Because don't we all want to feel like we're making progress? That was my big problem, is I was always feeling like I'm not making progress, but I'm working so effing hard. So, and that's what people's like, I'm so unproductive. I feel so unproductive. No, you are productive. You are making progress. You're just not recognizing it. And that's the problem. You have achieved. So hope this helps. It was a little fun episode I thought of doing because I felt so amazingly abundant after my 3-day cleanse. So I did lose 3.5 pounds or 4 pounds. I can't remember, 3.5 or 4 pounds. So I feel amazing, feel so much better. And yeah, and now I'm watching, I'm still no alcohol, still no sugar. And I'm going to do that for the entire month of March. Yeah. All right. So see you later.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.